Lange Wochen, Chodesh und Wodes, Tu Bishvat. Wednesday night, Tu Bishvat, Tavshin Ein Dalet. Okay, so it's Tu Bishvat, a day of Simcha, especially when it comes out on Thursday. Special Simcha. Do you know why? Why is it a special Simcha comes out on Thursday? Because you don't say Vurachim, that's why. I mean, he never says Vurachim.
The Rebbe said it's something that he should be missing.
Yeah, okay. So what's a tree? This is nogea when you make a bar pri ha'etz, and it's nogea for orla. So it's a very beginning, obviously. But very bekitzer, just in a minute or two, when the trunk remains from season to season, then it's an eitz. If only the roots remain, like strawberries, for example, or only the roots remain, then you say ho'adama. Bananas is the same way. Of course, bananas, there's no real trunk that remains. It's only the root system that stays. And the central stem from where the things grow is just a bunch of leaves which taka die, after the season. And a pineapple and a banana is the same way. And strawberries is just roots and the trunk remains and that's a tree. Papaya is a major shaila. I'm not sure what the Sfaradim do by papaya. I don't want to say, but it seems like most Poskim for Ashkenazim at least say it's Hadoma. I think we're Machmer for Orla. Could be. For Orla we're Machmer. So watch out by papaya. Don't make the bracha on papaya. Or maybe, I mean, most say it's Hadoma really. So for some reason pineapple made it into the Tu Bishvat fruit baskets. I'm not sure why. Maybe they think it's either a pine, which is a eitz, or an apple, which is a eitz. But we know that, two positives make a negative, so that's how you remember it's Adama, because it's a pine and an apple. Okay. Chavis Halvavas, I don't know, we have, how's the Shmeitzer attendance tonight? I think people can come over there and have some Tu Bishvat repassed, but then you have to learn at least one line of Shmeitzer. No, you don't. Okay.
Come here and learn Mishnah Berurah
too. Yeah, you can come here and learn Mishnah Berurah too. You have to learn. You can't just take a fruit and walk out. You have to learn a little, even after this year. Okay. And if you don't want to, you don't even have to do that. Okay. I don't want to be machshel anyone. It's a yeshikayach v'tircha. Just okay. So we're learning Shara Avos Hashem, and we're up to Perek Hamishi, actually. Perek Hamishi is rather short. And he does, like in almost every shahr, he talks about what's mafsid, what would spoil your attempt to attain Avos Hashem. Omer Avol mafsidei Avos Hashem heim rabim ma'od. It's a very short perek, but he says there's plenty of mafsidim for Avos Hashem. Mehem imiloi ha'odem eschalvoso behagdomos Hashem mehem titzmach ha'ava l'shem yisrom v'yisader. He said in the previous perek, what you have to think about and what you have to contemplate and internalize in order to reach Avos Hashem, whether it's a little Bechina and a little Cheshbon HaNefesh and a little Kniya, you went through those things. If you don't do them, you're not going to reach Avos Hashem. Umehem and more Mafsidim are Mafsidei HaHagdamos Asher Biarnum Le'el B'Sefrenu Zeh. Whatever would be Mafsid Kniya and whatever would be Mafsid Cheshbon HaNefesh, and whatever what would be mafsid yichud, so obviously that ultimately would be mafsid Avos Hashem. Mainly tzorich lachzor aleihen kadei shlo larich bedover. I don't have to be mayrich. Just learn over the whole sefer, and you'll see what brings to Avos Hashem and what spoils it. If you don't do the hakdamos, so obviously it spoils it. Umeya. But now he has a big chiddush. In the last remaining lines of Perek Hamishi, he says a very important yisod. A big yisod. He says, "Hasina l'misha ohav also Hashem." If you have sina, if you don't have ahava towards those who Hashem is ohav, which means a fellow Jew, really, because Hashem is ohav Jews. Bonim atem lamokom. We are bonim lamokom. We say by Meiriv, right? V'ahavos chal tosim imenu li'olamim, right? Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, so. If you don't like who Hashem loves, you're going to have trouble attaining Avos Hashem. You're on the wrong page. You're on a different page than Hashem. So that's a very interesting yisod. Hasinu l'misha ahavoso Hashem. And we say, Oev Hamu Yisrael, right? That's Abocher Bamu Yisrael B'Ava, Oev Hamu Yisrael. That's one. And V'Ava Min Shesonu Hashem. If you're like, you have different values. If you like someone that Hashem is Sone, for instance, Sharon, who was an Apikairis, and there's no question that Hashem is Sone him, because he's an Apikairis, he didn't believe in Hashem. And so, and people like him and they praise him. I don't know. That's not a good value. As the Chavis Lavova says, at least, he says, "Va'ava min shesono Hashem." If you have ava towards those whom Hashem is sone, and you have sinna towards those who Hashem is ohev, then you can't attain avos Hashem. You're on a different page. You're not on the same page as Hashem is, l'gabi ava, l'gabi what you like, what you dislike. You're in your own world, so you're gonna have, as he says, you're gonna have trouble attaining avos Hashem if you don't like, if you don't love those who whom Hashem loves, and if you love, if you like those who Hashem is sone. It says, "Homa sanecha Hashem esno." Kamo sheomar halarosha lazor ulasoni Hashem teov ubezos alecha kesef lifnei Hashem. For Omar Matzdike Rosha, those who are Matzdik or Rosha, those who explain him and like him and talk good about him, is Eikav Shochad, because they want something out of him. They get a gain out of him. So, you know, there was a tumult, without going into names, this person, a very chashuva person in Lakewood, Talmud Chacham, a real Talmud Chacham, wrote a book with a Reform rabbi together. So they said the book, they banned it, whatever. That, we're not going into the wisdom of doing that. We're not going into that inyan now. But one of the tainus on him was that he wrote it together with a Reform rabbi. Like they co-authored a book. And he wrote his side, and he wrote his side. And, okay, 10 years ago, 20 years ago already, whatever, you know, when you get to be my age, things sort of blend into one another. So, but one of the tainus was that he referred to him as my friend. A Reform rabbi is not your friend. A Reform rabbi is a kofer and an apikairis. And what do you mean he's your friend? How can you say such a thing? That was one of the tainus on him. The Omar Matzdik Rosha Umarshia Tzadik. That's what people end up doing. If you're Matzdik Rosha, you end up being Marshia the Tzadik. Oizve Torvi Yahalalu Rosha. You have to be very careful not to praise a Rasha. Be careful. It's bad chinuch. It's bad for yourself. It's warped values. You can't say, oh, but he did good things. Someone that doesn't believe in Hashem doesn't do good things. A Jew has one value, the Ratzon Hashem. There is no other value. So you can't say he did good things, he just didn't believe in Hashem. You can say he did good things, he was in Chal Shabbos. That I could hear a sentence. Say he did things, he ate treif, but he did good things. I can hear such a sentence. But a Jew does not believe someone could do good things and not believe in Hashem. There's no such thing. There are no good things outside the window of Ratzon Hashem, of a connection to Hashem. There's no such thing as good things. No such thing. That's the Omer. Okay, now I don't have to have an Onik Shabbos anymore. The Omer, Omer LaRosha Tzadikata. You say about a Rosha, oh, you're really such a good person. No such thing. You have to love Lubavitchers and Satmas and Yemenites and Sfardim and Ashkenazim and Hasidim and Misnagdim. Those you have to love because Hashem loves them. Oev Amo Yisrael. And you have to be very careful not to praise or love or be Matzdik a Rosha. Okay.